morning, everybody. Glad to see everybody we have out this morning. Our lesson this morning will be coming from 1 Peter chapter 1. If you want to turn your Bibles there, we'll be reading through and just going over what is Peter's lesson here to us. And this lesson will be a lot about encouragement. It'll be about encouragement and instruction from Peter here to Christians back in that day. But it accounts to us too. And it will help us to be encouraged when we need it through tougher times. Alright, so in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, we start reading. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and the sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. This is his introduction here, and he's telling also who he's writing this letter to. And it names these places. It's just multiple areas of new Christians and Christians that have, of course, Christianity is new at the time, but just some of the Christians and some of the churches he may have not been to in the areas surrounding. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. This is his encouragement here. He's talking to the Christians. He said, he speaks about the hope that we have through Jesus Christ and the mercy that he's given us and the abundant mercy, he says, that we have, and the inheritance that we have to inherit one day to go to heaven with the Lord. And he also speaks about God's power to keep us on the path that we need to be. And it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if ye need be, your heaviness through the manifold temptations. He said, they greatly rejoice. They've been greatly rejoicing, but it's been a while, and they've started to come on hard times, and he knows it's going to get a little harder to keep rejoicing. So well. In verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory in the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which the salvation of the prophets have inquired, and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come to you. And so he's saying that through the trial of their faith, through the trials that they're going through, their faith becomes more precious, and so does the reward. He compares it to gold here that perisheth, and then he says that the treasures that we have laid up will never perish, and we will have that we will have our treasures in heaven. Verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand that the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto ourselves, not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister these things, which are now recorded unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels do desire to look into. And so 7 through 12 there, he discusses how precious our salvation is through Christ and how we love them even though we've never seen him. We have never laid hands on him. We don't know him, but we love him and we know he loves us. And how precious it is that we receive our salvation through this faith and how these things have been revealed to us through the prophets and through now the Bible that we have. And now we get to teach these things and be taught these things. And so verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. Hope to the end for grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So now he's changed a little bit from just encouragement and uplifting these people to some instructions. He says to gird up the loins of your mind. Just keep your mind in order. Keep your mind straight. And pay attention. Live soberly. And hope or look forward to the end for the grace that we've been given. In verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning your lust, fashioning yourself according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And so it's saying, be obedient, not like we used to be. Don't be like the worldly people that we've been our whole lives. Be more like the Christians. Be obedient. And be holy, for the Lord is holy. Verse 17. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversations received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And so he's saying that as we live and as we're being obedient, we should live our lives with fear and respect for the Lord. For we were never saved before as ourselves through the traditions of man and whatever else we had. But now we are saved through Christ and through his blood. On verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in God, seeing that ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see ye that ye love one another with a pure and fervent heart. As verses 20 through 22, and it's saying Jesus was planned before the earth was ever created in verse 20. And he gives us, and through him he gives us this pure love that he wants us to give each other and to love each other fervently, it says. Love one another with a pure heart fervently. Verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by God, by the gospel is preached unto you. Saying, we've been born again of the incorruptible seed of the Lord that lives forever, and that we should live by the word of the Lord because it lives forever, and not as the flesh that dies away like the flowers. And that's 1 Peter chapter 1. Now our takeaways from this lesson can be that we should be encouraged by the hope that we have through the salvation of Jesus Christ, verse 3 through 5. We should be strengthened through the trials that we face and rejoice in these trials because we know that they're going to make us better and stronger Christians. We shall keep our minds where they need to be, live soberly, and live holy as the Lord is holy, verse 13 through 16. We should live with fear and respect for the Lord, for we were not saved before through ourselves, but now through his sacrifice we are saved through him. We should love one another fervently with a pure heart, as Christ loves us with a pure heart. And we should live by the word of the Lord that will lead to eternal life and not live as corruptible men that just dies away. I thought this was a good lesson for us this morning. I know that any time that you could be going through trials, you need an encouragement, you need some help to straighten yourself back up, get back on the path. So anybody that is going through these trials right now and needs the prayers of the church or needs any help that we could come and help you with, please come forward as we stand and sing our invitation song.